The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet.
That's right.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
Today's show... is about
today's show.
You ready?
Are we having fun yet?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Because you're not having fun yet, you're missing your life.
Right.
We have a great quote on today's description of the show, which I really love. It's by Satchel Paige, who I believe was the
he was a baseball player,
and I believe he's the oldest pitcher.
Maybe.
To ever make it into the major leagues. And he said, we don't stop playing because we get old. We get old because we stop playing.
That's right.
So let's treat this show today not as something to get yourself better with or fix yourself with, but an hour of play.
Yeah. Let's talk about our style.
Why not?
Our style is not psychotherapeutic. We, neither one of us, have any degrees in psychology. Our approach is rather anthropological, and I do have a degree in anthropology.
I think I have one by proxy at this point.
You certainly do. Our approach is transformation. It's not about change. We're not interested in changing you or fixing you or making you better. We are interested in tricking you into the current moment of your life so that your life unfolds and you start living your life, experiencing your life, rather than thinking about your life. Thinking about your life really isn't fun.
That is so true.
To get you into the moment, the easiest and best way is through listening. And when we talk about listening, we're talking about non-preferential listening, where you listen to hear what's being said, not to see whether you agree, disagree, already know it, or any subset of that.
I like that.
Yeah. To listen to hear what another says, rather than, and here's the thing, you're not going to be able to not judge or agree or disagree initially.
You'll be like, I like that, or no, I don't think so.
Because that's the way you've been raised. You're habituated to either agreeing or disagreeing, or thinking you already know it, or proving something. We're suggesting you hold that facility in abeyance and discover a new facility of just listening to hear what another person has to say from his or her point of view. So that's our big intro. We finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, I recognized something today. I was listening to something somebody said to me, and I had a moment where I didn't really want to hear it. And I found myself almost getting very narrow. And I just relaxed and realized it didn't hurt me to hear it. That listening to another person's perspective didn't hurt me. And I think one of the things I was challenged by is this individual was telling me, here's what I want you to do. And they were telling me to do something that I was already doing anyway, so that part of me that got potentially defensive, like, well, you know, who are you to tell me what to do, stepped in, and it was like, well, they can tell me what to do all they want. I don't have to fight with it. If I fight with it, I stop having fun. What you resist persists, grows stronger. It dominates your life. I don't have to carry someone around with me. If I simply hear what that person has to say from his or her perspective, then what happens is my world opens and it is fun. You will have momentary knee-jerk reactions where you want to take exception to things, but you don't have to stay there. If you see your knee-jerk reactions without judging what you see, the way is open again. It's not about always being open and available and, quote, listening perfectly. It's about when you notice you're not listening, not judging yourself for what you see, and the way is open again.
Yeah, well, actually, we were just talking about the first principle of instantaneous transformation, which is anything you resist sticks around, persists, grows stronger, dominates your life.
And when you resist something, you stop having fun.
And you become just like what you resist.
Second principle is you can only resist when you're resisting, or you can only be exactly as you are. They can only be exactly as they are. And the third principle is
anything you allow to be the way it is completes itself.
That includes allowing you to be the way you are, to have the reactions
you have. Complete yourself and start again newly in the next moment.
That's right. Then your past doesn't have to dominate, and you don't have to repeat it in the future. It's pretty cool.
Very cool. We have a caller. Vin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
Hey. I'm calling in from Koblenz in Germany. It's a town near Cologne.
Koblenz, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
You get around more than anybody I know.
That's fun.
Yes, it's very nice here. So, So I was thinking about what are you having fun yet means to me, or are we having fun yet? And one thing that I think that really evokes in me is usually comparison with other people, like this feeling that other people are having more fun than I am. So I thought that was interesting, that would be the first thing I'd associate with that question.
It's really funny how our minds are set up to compare how we are with other people. I imagine a lot of people look at your life, Vin, and wish they had it. I mean, if people listen to the show, they hear... Well,
you call in from all over the planet.
You know, sometimes it's New York, sometimes it's, you know, Switzerland, different places in Germany. You know, you travel all over, and so...
And that sounds very...
Romantic.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And so
cool.
That it happens to be in the framework of fun. Other people may be having a more fun life than I am, but that's just applying it to this framework. Comparison is they may be more successful than me, they may be more handsome than me, they may be more sexy than me, they may be younger or older than I am.
Impossible to be more sexy than you.
Romance is in the air.
Okay. Very nice.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
See, there's this thing I've heard about that happens to people who are addicted to the internet. It's called FOMO, or fear of missing out. And there are people who spend their lives now on things like Facebook because they don't want to miss something. See, if you are present in your life, wherever you are and with whatever you're doing, that's perfect. You can't miss out. There's nothing to miss out on.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
Because you are thinking.
So I think I'm applying that to dating at the moment. And
to what?
Dating.
Okay. Yeah. What about dating?
I have the idea that I should be dating more.
Well, could you be dating more than you are?
No.
No, not in reality. Yeah. But you can have the idea that you should be dating more.
Yeah.
And your ideas, you take them seriously.
Yes, I take them very seriously.
Right, like, because you have an idea or a thought about something, you truly believe it's you thinking that thought.
Yeah.
And so you misassociate a thought that runs through your head or through your mind as you. So when it says, I don't like this, you think you don't like it.
Or if it says, I should be dating more, you think it's you rather than a tape recording.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How much do you like to be pressured to do things?
Not at all, I would say.
Yeah. So in a certain respect, telling yourself you should be dating more is a great way to ensure that you won't.
Oh.
Because if you pressure yourself to date, you're going to resist that.
So you're basically giving yourself permission not to. So you may as well just not when you're not.
And enjoy yourself when you're not dating.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's very cool.
You know, I can't recall shows that, you know, what exactly which shows you've been on in the past, say, 6 months, Finn. I know you've been on a few. You may know. You may want to go back and listen to them, because I think you like to keep around a conversation about dating as your pet issue.
To save you from maybe dating.
Okay. Yeah,
but it saves you from something.
Okay.
Hey, look. Yeah. Have fun. Either have fun dating or have fun not dating. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Cool. And you know something, Ben?
Yeah.
You don't have to have fun. Because as Ariel says, have fun. You may take that as a directive from her and not want to do it because she said it.
Well, another possibility is don't have fun and don't have fun dating.
Okay.
Either works.
And anything in between works, too.
So you cannot
do your life wrong.
Yeah. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Yeah, really, you're welcome.
Fun talking to you today. Thanks for calling in.
Great. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, we have another caller.
Let's take her.
Isabel.
There you are. Where are you calling in from today?
Isabel, I am calling from Jersey City, New Jersey.
Hey, our neck of the woods. Well, close anyway.
Yes. And, I like the topic of the show very much. And, I was just thinking that I have this, I feel that I have this tendency to make everything serious in my life, to really seriousify everything and turn every project of everything I want to do into a homework assignment.
Well, now look, you just seriousified, which was have fun with your description of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very fun word, seriousify.
Right. So you just proved to me that you're not all that serious.
Okay.
You know, one of the things you have to consider is where you spend your days and what you do. And I know you, and we know that you're a teacher, and you teach French in a school and a private school. And I'm sure all your students teach everything as an take everything as an assignment.
So yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if you come home and, you know, even the fun things you are approaching from that mindset. It's the mindset you deal with all day.
Well, you know, Isabel, we coach the principal of a New York City high school in the Bronx.
Right.
And we were there the other day, and I noticed something very interesting. The children that attend the school all are evaluated and graded as to how they're doing in a system that grades and evaluates how they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I found so interesting is the teachers are graded and evaluated on how they're doing. They're observed, and their teaching style and method is critiqued by the principal. So her job is to go in and listen to them and watch them teach and then give them constructive criticism how they could be better teachers.
And then the superintendent comes in and watches how the teachers teach and how the principal interacts and evaluates the principal and the entire school.
Uh-huh.
So it's all one big evaluation, and everybody's worried they're going to do it wrong.
Right.
So they forget to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe you are in that same kind of system, even though it's a different school, it's a private school, but I believe that there are pressures like that put upon you to be serious about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you do better at things you're having fun with or things that you're serious about?
Definitely things I'm having fun with. Yes.
So maybe you should have your classes be fun rather than serious.
Mm-hmm.
And further, maybe you should have your life be fun rather than serious.
Right.
Well, I find when we, quote, teach, because not exactly teaching, but when we lead courses, like recently we just did Costa Rica, one of the things I find is if I begin to move toward losing my sense of humor, where I don't have that sense of well-being and the ease to greet people or see people or enjoy people, then it's a clue I'm off center. And it's a clue that I am simply, you pointed at something. I missed
I pointed
that.
At the time. That's
Yeah,
and you pointed at the time, too.
Yeah, after you did that, I just got to,
yeah.
All it is, our engineer just told us we're moving close to a break, but what it's telling me is that I'm trying to get somewhere or trying to produce a result rather than just standing in my personal center and being here. And when you're here, you effortlessly produce results.
Mm-hmm.
So losing that sense of humor when life starts to move toward not being fun, it's informational rather than a problem. It's telling you you're missing something or you're adding something. But right now we're going to add a break.
Right.
Can you talk to us after the break?
Yes, I can.
All right. We'll be back shortly. So have fun with the break.
And so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be the change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
We are back in New York City for the next Say Yes to Your Life Monday night on March 2nd. Come join us. And on the 9th, we're doing a special event on how to have a magical relationship. And we're doing the special event at the international call for our European and around the world friends on the 10th, on Tuesday the 10th. So you can find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com. Still with us, Isabel?
Yes, I'm here.
Most excellent.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that erodes fun?
I'm sorry?
Something else that erodes fun?
Something else that erodes fun? Definitely, worrying about the future.
Okay, good. Very good answer. What else erodes fun? How about complaining?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
You know, the other thing is I wouldn't take that thing so seriously that you tend to serosify, if I'm remembering your word, things. It's like you speak with a French accent. I can hear where you grew up in your accent. You speak English probably better than I do. You teach it. You know all the ins and outs and all the proper words and conjugations and nouns and all the different forms of the English language, but I can still hear
your French accent.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe your serious approach to life has been part of your inculcation or growing up in a culture.
Right, definitely.
And if you resist it or make it wrong or try to have it be different or think that makes you less, then you just get more serious.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
But people love you, including your French accent and your ability to serosify things.
Seriosify.
Sorry, seriosify.
Okay.
So I would just say have fun.
Okay.
Oh, you know, there was one other thing, because we put together some notes about today, and I realized that probably the biggest culprit in your case, as far as getting serious, is when you have a point of view and you're determined to be right.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Because you can either be right or you can be alive. You can be right, or you can have fun.
Right, yeah.
You know, and sometimes people get in the habit of picking an adversary so that they always have some tension in their life. They don't know who they are without it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a tendency of mine, and it's like gnawing on a bone or something. It's
Yeah.
I can see it gnawing on a bone. It's hard to do, but if you're tenacious enough, you can keep doing it. That's a really great image.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I have one more question for you. What have you done for fun lately?
For fun lately, I started going out with a neighbor that I like very much, and we take walks in the park. We like three times a week, and it, you know, we take the time to do that, and we started that routine. That's been fun for me.
Sweet.
Yeah, and I've also spent more time with my husband. Like we realize that we tend to work late and always put work first and all that, and we've taken the time recently to really like come home and get back together at a decent time where we can have still some awake time together and, you know, be together more and be more more attentive to each other.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is great. I know that Valentine's Day is just passed, and people often gear up to Valentine's Day, but it might be a really neat idea to have some fun creating, like, a surprise, sensuous evening or afternoon or event for him. I sometimes find it fun to do the preparation for things and then bring it on Shia.
That could be fun.
That could be fun, too.
Right. That sounds like a very good suggestion.
Good.
Good.
Hey, thanks for calling today.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Bye.
Bye. You know another thing that leads to fun?
No, what's that?
Completing things.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you have a lot of completions all around you.
Incompletions.
You're visually pulled to them. Your mind keeps thinking about them.
And you don't have any peace. And so there's no space for fun because you're constantly drawn to what you say you're going to do and then don't do.
You know, but alternately, you know, it's all about balance because there's sometimes we get to a point in the day where there are things still to be completed, but it's going to take me four or five times longer if I try to do it in the evening at a certain part of the day than if I just say, okay, enough is enough, and now it's time to do something else, and tomorrow morning I'll get back to the projects. So we're not saying that you need to do all your complete everything in order to have fun. But at the same time, I'm become really clear that incompletions can whittle away your ability to have a good time.
Really?
We have another caller.
Yes, we
Let's
do.
Let's take her.
Hey, Valerie.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Where
I'm
are you
glad
calling
to...
in from?
I'm calling in from Clifton, New Jersey.
Awesome.
Oh, this is a nice Clifton, New Jersey.
Okay.
It is nice. Yeah, it's been awesome listening to you guys and Isabel and Finn. I love the topic of the show, and in particular, part of the description you guys put in the show is how fun is not a diversion from succeeding in life, but rather a pathway to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I love that because it's felt good and kind of new when I read that. Because in a lot of ways, I feel like I've been having more fun in my life. And also noticing when I'm not having fun, I'm working on myself is what tends to be the case.
Yeah, I remember one year, Sha and I were working on our manuscript for How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, and I'd been diligently working on it, and I hit this place where it stopped being fun. And we spoke with our friend, Alan Cohen, and I asked him, I said to him, you know, you are so prolific. You've written more than 20 books, and we really admire what you write as well as your output. And, you know, how do you keep it fresh? He said, well, if it's not fun, I don't do it.
Huh.
And it was just, I don't know why, it struck me very deeply, and that's become a
mantra, if you will.
Yeah, or a new reality for Shia and I, that if it's not fun, it shouldn't be written right now. There's the next book is not going to save us. And if we're sacrificing our life right now for
some future something that we think is going to support us or save us, then we miss out on our lives. See, if you're not having fun with what you're up to right now, you're missing out on your life.
And that's why when our current book, the next one comes out, I have a feeling people are going to have even more fun reading it because the entire process of doing it has been fun. We haven't tried to shoehorn it in to make it to make us a better us or to make us more successful or more something or less something else.
That's great. That's fantastic.
You know, and each of us have projects, whether it's a manuscript or it's dating or getting into the college of our choice or whatever it is, everybody always has certain things in mind that they'd like to either accomplish or experience.
Right.
But seriously, it's not worth it if you have to sacrifice your well-being to have it happen.
That's great. I mean, I have a job as I do sales. I work for a fantastic web company called Tag Online, and we build websites, design them, develop, and host them. And you guys actually were recently consulting with our business, which is so awesome because when you come, things just open up. And what I've noticed since then, and something you guys said to us along the lines of sort of having fun, but just having an awareness on, hey, this week, let's make some sales. And it actually, for me, just not saying I need to get X amount or this size of a sale, but for just having the awareness that that's something we want to have happen and that there are people out there who need it, who need what we have to offer, it actually, it feels fun to, like, okay, who do I want to call today? Or I just see a name of someone sitting on my desk and I'll call them. And it's been working out really well, actually. And it feels fun.
That's great.
Great.
Well, you know, it's interesting talking about Tag Online on many levels. One is our new website is just about to be launched, so stay tuned. If you're on our email list, our Excellence Club list, you'll be getting an announcement. They've been doing some incredible work to upgrade our site. You know, if you think about how many new phones have come out in the last few years, it was just time to, you know, build some in the infrastructure and the look. So we're very, very excited about it. But one of the things that Shai and I really love about working with your company is why it's one of our favorite companies to work with, is, or if not the favorite, we often go there. We sit around. We have fun. Amy and Andy, the owners, we always pick a good place to go to lunch. We hang out, and we don't direct the conversation to getting things done. We let her wander around, talk about their children or the trees on the way to the place we're having lunch or if things are decorated. Or we just talk about an eclectic mix of things, and we tend to wander into what needs to be talked
addressed.
About. And I cannot recall a time in the past number of years when we have been there when you spontaneously have not had people calling in and getting sales, where sales happen out of our just being there.
Well, here's the other thing that I find interesting. You know, you can go about your life trying to accomplish things, or you can go about your life complaining to yourself that you're not doing it properly. But the truth of the matter is you can only be doing your life exactly as you are in the current moment. So why not have fun with that? Why not have that be a joyous experience rather than one where you berate yourself for not having accomplished what you thought you should have?
That's awesome. That's so true. I mean, it's a great reminder because sometimes, like, I've been taking your seminars and reading your books and listening to this radio show for a while now, but I love when you asked Isabel, you know, what did you do for fun lately? I thought I was recently, kind of recently, at a Monday night of yours in New York City, and it was fun. And just hearing you guys talk now, it's a refreshing reminder that that's a possibility, that we can have fun. And thank you for that, because it's...
And still be productive and effective,
yes,
and even satisfied.
Right. Like, when you guys were at our office, I really, still in my thoughts, because I still have a brain, and it's like, part of me, when you guys were talking about, you know, having the awareness on, you know, having sales come into our company, I thought I had the thought, yeah, I don't know if that's going to work. Like, reasonably, logically, how could that ever work? But it's amazing. It always does. Like, it's very cool.
Well, it's interesting. I find a correlation between allowing yourself to have what you want and life provides. I know that sounds a little esoteric, but for instance, I know you came to Costa Rica last year, and I know you're planning on coming again in 2016.
Yes.
By the way, everyone, the courses are open, and they're filling fast. So if you want to come with us this year, you should check into the details for it. The early registration discount is in April, so if you're going to come, you may as well pay less. But when you first came, the first year you came to Costa Rica, it was unreasonable. Your earning power was less.
Yes.
The amount of time off you got in a year, as far as vacation days, were less. Your sense of yourself was less. But you looked and you saw what you wanted, and you gave it to yourself, and it wasn't reasonable.
That is so true. That's a really good example, because I remember at that point in my life, I think I was like 23, and the most expensive thing I had ever bought for myself was a bed that was $700. And I just thought that for me was just a huge stretch. And I was still like, whoa, that was a lot for me at the time, to invest in myself, not the cost of the bed necessarily, but I just felt like, wow, I can do that for myself. Like, oh, I'll get a futon or something was my thought. But going to Costa Rica that first time really did stretch my reality of what I was capable of. And it was amazing. And I'm so glad I did it. And now it's a reality for me, and I know I can have it and do that for myself.
Yeah, you can allow yourself to have those things and to know that you're totally capable. And lots of times things seem like less fun when we tell ourselves we can't have those things we know we want, or it's not worth going for, whether it's the date or whether it's a weekend or Costa Rica or asking a friend for coffee or whatever it is that's next for us.
Well, I'll tell you what's next for us.
I'm ready.
We have to go to a break.
Yeah. So if we say yes, it'll be fun. Let's say yes to the break.
Yes.
Can you come back with us after the break, Valerie?
Yes.
Excellent.
Excellent.
We'll be back shortly.
Come on back.
Don't miss
Being Here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Okay, you ready for something fun?
Yeah, I'm ready for something fun.
All right, I messed up in the last segment. We are pre-recording this show because we'll be out of town when this show airs, and I just said that the magical relationships evening is coming up.
But it's already gone by.
Yeah, it'll already have gone by. So really, the next Say Yes to Your Life is March 2nd, and the international call is March 10th, but it won't be about relationship per se because we'll have already done it by the time this show airs. So, but you know what? It's perfect.
It is perfect.
Everything's perfect.
You know what else we have coming up?
What?
Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment on March 13th, 14th, and 15th. So join us. We'll have fun together.
Yeah, really? Why not?
I mean, no matter where you are on this planet, New York is not that far away.
We've had people fly in from Hong Kong, fly in from Australia.
We always have people fly in from Europe.
We've had people fly in from Argentina. You know, no place is too far away. So, California, if you're listening to the show and you would like to join us for a weekend, you are really welcome. And, yeah, give it to yourself. Still with us, Valerie?
I am. I'm here.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. So you actually kind of answered the question I had in the previous segment.
Which question was that?
It was about sometimes I do find myself getting hard on myself or judging myself, and it happens really quickly, even like in the middle of a sentence, and then it accumulates, and I'm all of a sudden I've stopped having fun. So I guess my question was about I don't know, maybe not being so hard on myself.
My question is, why would you want to not be so hard on yourself? Why not just give up being hard on yourself?
That's a great question. I like
because it sounds like you want to keep and reserve the right to be hard on yourself.
Right. I would rather not.
Well, let's talk about the three principles.
Okay.
Because when you say that you discover you're hard on yourself, sometimes even in the middle of a sentence.
Yes.
It's great to see that it happens micro fast.
Yes.
So the first thing is anything you resist stops the fun.
Anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So if you don't like the idea that you are a certain way, like you said, in the middle of a sentence you start judging yourself.
Yes.
If you don't like the idea that you're being a certain way and you start judging yourself for that, the resistance to it keeps it stuck in place.
Now, here's the interesting second principle. You can only be exactly as you are.
in any given moment.
So that being hard on yourself reflex, it's a mechanical behavior. The circumstances line up in a certain way, and the mechanics kick out being hard on yourself.
Okay?
So
yes.
Can you be different than you are right now?
No.
So in that moment that that mechanic kicks into play where you're hard on yourself, could you be any different than that way?
No.
So here's the third principle. Anything you see or bring awareness to without judging completes itself.
Wow.
So cool. By the time you notice you just got hard on yourself in the middle of a sentence, it's already gone by.
So the question is, if you resist it, you get stuck in that place.
Mm.
Or you notice it, and the mere noticing of it is enough for it to complete itself, and then you can move on to the next moment.
That's great. So easy.
You know,
transformation made
easy. You know, it's really like this game. Life unfolds the way it does. And in any given moment, you can say yes to it or no to it.
Right. You have the choice.
And it's a moment-by-moment choice, but it gets easier. It definitely gets easier.
Yeah.
That's why some of these being hard on yourself things are like microbursts as opposed to...
Days, weeks, months.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. True. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Really happy you called in today, Anna. By the way, tag online. If you need web services, they're great. You can call up.
We recommend them highly.
We do.
Thank you.
Got our website with them since before we knew what the internet was.
Pioneers.
We are.
It's been such a pleasure working with you on your website, too. Really, thank you for that because it's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
we have another Valerie calling in.
Yeah, we do. We're going from Valerie to Valerie. Are you with us?
I am.
Hi.
Hello. Great topic and great guests. I've been really enjoying listening to everybody speak and relating to what they're saying.
Good. Where are you calling in from today?
New York City.
All right. What can we do for you?
Well, one of the things I was thinking, the term deferred happiness bubbled up in my mind when I was thinking about special occasions and parties and anniversaries.
Hang on 1 second. I have a question, Valerie. She said that deferred happiness when she's thinking about special occasions. But I have a question. Are you on a speakerphone?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, let me take it off speaker. Sorry. I had it on there with the mute earlier. Can you hear me better? Is that better?
Yeah,
that's
better.
A little better.
Yeah, because
okay,
there was
good.
An echo and you were breaking up a little, so I couldn't understand you very well.
Okay,
what
so,
I was recap, I was saying that special occasions, to me, the term deferred happiness popped in my head when you guys were talking about happiness, being in the moment, because there's often a build-up with sort of the pressure of, well, we're going to have fun here, we're at a party, you know, when Vin was talking about other people having more fun. Sometimes you walk in a room full of people with a party, I can feel that way of, you know, is, or even preparing, you know, like having a party at a house or having an anniversary or whatever it is. Sometimes the preparation for me is a lot more fun even than the occasion. So I think being able to find happiness in anything, it's just such a great idea, you know, that every day you can find it, you know. It doesn't have to be deferred. I've learned a lot from you guys about this topic, and it's just great, you know. Like you're saying about having a tour of the web company, you could have fun doing it, you know, instead of being so direct and having to get something done all the time. So I think the things that I've loved the most have been the surprising things, and you know, I just didn't have any expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about, is expectations. The bigger they are, it's like a big setup for, uh-oh, this isn't as much fun as I thought it was going to be.
Well, your expectations will always leave you feeling empty, because most expectations are mind-driven, and reality doesn't show up like you would prefer. And so if you disagree with how it shows up, you get in trouble and you get upset thinking it should be different than it is, And see, your phrase
deferred happiness.
I think that's a psychological term.
Yes, it is. I believe it is a psychological term, or it's something from the.
I don't remember ever hearing it anywhere, but that just popped into my head when I was thinking about occasions and the pressure of occasions, you know, or anything where there's a lot of pressure involved to perform, seemingly. But what's funny, Shia, what I don't understand is, you know, you're talking about expectations, and sometimes I'll feel let down about something, and I don't even know what my expectation was, you know. That is really funny in a way, if you think about it. You know, it didn't go the way you wanted, but how did you even imagine it to go, you know, in the first place? So
I think what you're describing, Valerie, is something that we have over the years termed this isn't it, mm-hmm. where people are habituated to disregarding where they're at for favor of some fictitious something
in the future or some fictitious past.
Like, you know, if you were listening to Isabel, we were talking about her French accent and that she was dipped in a culture that included approaching life in a more serious manner and sometimes perhaps in a more adversarial manner where she's been used to finding somebody adversarial to pick and have tension with, that's her heritage. And when she knows that, she can compensate for it. And if what you've been used to is dismissing what you have in favor of something else, even if you don't know what the something else is, if you know that that's your predisposition, when you have the thoughts that say, well, this isn't very satisfying, you don't have to listen to them as if they're true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're obviously not true because I didn't even know what it was I wanted that I'm upset that I didn't get. If you see what I'm saying, it's kind of funny, really, you know.
Well, it would be funny if it wasn't so devastating to your experience.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't make your experience wrong,
mm-hmm.
in favor of a mind-generated idea about
right.
what would be better.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes people have a deeper sense of satisfaction when they've had a near-death experience or even when they've had the loss of someone. It happened to our community back when Carrie Junta passed away, when she got a brain tumor and, you know, in very rapid succession, she died at a very early age, and she was so vital and loved. And it certainly had people realize, like, wow, you know.
That could happen to me.
And all of us are living on borrowed time. And when you realize the immediacy of life rather than it's going to go on forever, it's this one big drama, it stops you in your tracks so that you, for better, seize the moment. You allow yourself to be here and have the juice of it as opposed to thinking, you know, something else would be better than this.
Definitely. I totally agree.
See, when you come from this isn't it, no matter what you have is never enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, you all have talked a lot about having things and apartment on Park Avenue and then getting them. And there's an old saying, be careful what you wish for, you just may get it, which is also, I think, kind of funny, too, in its own way, is that, you know, I think about that and, you know, what is enough? Because also you said very wisely, well, do you have food? Do you have shelter? You know, if you have these comforts, you can at least have some basics and go from there. Is that, you know, it'll just expand. The want list can expand if one lets it, you know, endlessly. Well, this car isn't good enough, I want the next car, and, you know, it just goes on and on and on otherwise. So I think that the pub, you know, I think you guys offered the better possibility and the best, I shouldn't say best, but it's just a different way of living. I think that's fabulous, really, once you sort of get the notion of it.
Well,
because having more stuff isn't really going to do it. It really is true.
That is true, but I'll tell you one thing that I have found as an access way to fun, and that for me is sharing the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And like if I found a great place to shop, taking a friend shopping, sharing transformation, sharing what's possible with people. We had some people over, all the people who had volunteered for us this year, we had a party for them. And when they came into our home, I appreciated my home more because I was there and we had it beautiful for them and it was fun and it was lovely to be with them. And it's like sharing what you have with someone, for me, allows it to be fun. So if I, like, the guys came over today to fix our microwave, and I gave them our calendars for this year, and it was fun that they were having fun with the pictures, and we were telling them about how they were taken, and it was like sharing the wealth. And I really think if you're losing track of having fun, if life becomes dismal, your attention is on you and, like you say, getting somewhere or acquiring.
And thinking that what you have and where you are isn't it.
Mm-hmm.
That, see, you've got the perfect, everything about your life in this moment is absolutely perfect. That got a real silence.
I, you know, whenever you say that on Monday night, I just love it and I get it. And for some reason, it just totally works. You know, I do need to be reminded of this. That's why I keep coming back. You know, sometimes it'll slide away.
That's why I keep coming back. It's like our shower. You're not surprised when you get dirty after a day and you take a shower and you feel so good. And that's why people listen to this show. Which, by the way, I want to thank our listeners because we really appreciate you. We may not have met you, but we appreciate you.
And it's really lovely to hear when we get reports from the station that we have people all over the world listening to the show. And it's really great, and we hope that we someday meet y'all.
And I really, we have to end now, Valerie, but I love the way you ended. You keep coming back because it's an excellent reminder to allow yourself to have fun as opposed to be striving so much. And I definitely want to close with what Valerie before you, it's like you can discover how fun is not a diversion from succeeding life, but rather a pathway to it. Next week's show, I'm very excited about. We've already pre-recorded it with Dr. Jed Kamenetsky. It's Life Changes Made Easy, Part 2. So if
it's about male aging.
Amazing information. And I'm not a male, but I love it because I now have...
You live with one.
I do, and I also have all sorts of information to support the people around me, and that's fun. So thanks for being here. We'll be back next week.
So come on back
and don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.